Talk, 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams here hosting Right Side Radio Monday through Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. every single day of the week. Solid conservative and just plain right. Hey, listen, by the way, I got to tell you real quick about my friends at etaxbreaks.com. etaxbreaks.com. They find you money. I got your attention, didn't I? etaxbreaks.com is a business that literally helps other businesses find monies they qualify for that they didn't know they qualified for. Just for common sense stuff that you do to run your business that you thought was just the way it's supposed to be. Like, did you keep your business open during the pandemic and retain your employees? Did you hire a veteran? Did you put your company in a certain geographic location that's considered disadvantaged for some reason by the government? All said and done, there's like 3,000 different programs that just give you grants and tax credits and incentives that you didn't know you qualified for, and they only get paid if they find you this money. And last month, they invoiced out over $7 million found dollars for their clients. That's right. And they've got a website just for our Right Side listeners. Go check them out at etaxbreaks.com/right side. etaxbreaks.com/right side. Well, folks, in the few minutes I've got before we hit the next break, I got to tell you, I do believe that this whole vaccine mandate thing is falling apart on the Biden administration. So take heart, people, when I tell you it's not happening right away. Now, some of, like, federal employees are having to deal with it, I know. Folks in uniform are having to deal with it. Military.com right now, I've got a story that shows that soldiers have 3 months now to get COVID vaccine or face actual discharge. So they're going to actually discharge soldiers. Do you know how long it takes to get some of our soldiers trained? How much it costs? Do you know what it costs to get, let's take one of the extremes. I mean, like, if you get a 11 Bravo, a straight leg infantry guy who comes in for basic training in AIT, you're still into the $100,000 or more of training time to get that person trained up. Do you have any idea what it takes to get an 18 Delta, a special forces medic, fully trained? Good Lord. I mean, they're offering them tens and 20s and 30s and $40,000 bonuses just to stay in because it costs so much to replace them. And now they're going to discharge them because they didn't want to get a vaccine? Well, by God, that's just jacked up. But the pushback is starting to happen. And right now, the NBA, the National Basketball Association, has announced, and I'm looking at the article right now, they don't intend to enforce the vaccine mandate. Not going to do it. The NBA will not institute vaccine mandates. Of course, the players' union is the reason why. And another thing that happened just this morning, I listened to an interview, and I went and found the sound clips. And Copper, if you would, what I want to do is I'm going to play for you a clip of the California Riverside County Sheriff, who Riverside County, by the way, is includes like part of the eastern portion of Los Angeles. It butts up against Camp Pendleton. It's adjacent to Orange County. Riverside County is saying, the sheriff is saying, I got 4,000 employees, and I'm not doing it. Copper, let's go ahead and play clip three.
40% are the ones that either medical or their personal beliefs, their religious beliefs, whatever the case may be, they don't want this vaccine and they're not going to take it. And those are the ones that are coming to me. Even the ones that are vaccinated mm-hmm. are thanking me for sticking up for their partners that don't believe it or don't want it.
Are you?
Okay, and that wasn't quite the clip. There's a portion of this too where he actually says he does not intend to enforce this mandate on the number of deputies that he has. And that when he said the 40%, the part you were hearing there was he said that he estimates, but he's not asking them. He estimates that probably based on statistics, 60% of his force is vaccinated. The other 40% have chosen not to or have an exemption that they believe they qualify for. And so he's not going to enforce it. He's not going to deplete the ranks of law enforcement in his county because folks had a well-intentioned, well-reasoned, well-thought-out, maybe even consulted with their medical provider or their religious leader and chose not to get the shot. Or maybe they believe they've got antibodies because they've already had COVID. And the studies are showing, by the way, and no one will talk about it in the federal government, but the studies are showing that the antibodies that you get naturally from already having COVID do mean something. Or for that matter, maybe they just don't feel the desire to have to take the risk because of some of the associated side effects that you hear about. Now, I'm not poo-pooing all this, all right? If you want to go get the shot, I there's no judgment here. If you feel like getting the vaccine is what you want to do, especially the Pfizer vaccine, which has been FDA approved, then by all means. But what I'm saying is a mandate from the government that you have to get some shot or lose your job or lose your military career? What are they going to do with the military for those folks who have hit sanctuary, which if you're not familiar means they've hit the 18-year mark. That means they're vested in their retirement. You're not allowed to kick them out in the last 2 years. What are they going to do? If someone says, I'm not getting vaccinated, then you're out of here. No, I'm not. I've got sanctuary. Oh, now what? Now we have to keep you around for 2 more years. Oh, but I thought they were a super spreader if they didn't get the vaccine. Folks, I'm just telling you, this is falling apart on them left and right. They didn't think this thing through. They just thought, we're going to make everybody get a shot because it'll show that we're in control. Well, not supposed to be that way. Not supposed to be that way at all. Well, it's a nut roll. But folks, it is better than this. It's not supposed to be this way. And I'm just going to tell you, we got to keep saying, not on our watch. Copper, we heading towards a break. I'm seeing 4:30 on my clock right now. What you got on yours?
President Biden appearing virtually with leaders of Australia and the UK.
We all recognize the imperative of ensuring peace and stability in the Indo-Pacific over the long term. We need to be able to address both the current strategic environment in the region and how it may evolve.
Moderna releasing data that it says shows its COVID vaccine needs a booster after 6 months. Moderna President Stephen Hoge says clinical trials show on breakthrough infections.
Delta by itself is a threat. But Delta really isn't the only part of the story here. And we think in really equal proportions, it's waning immunity and the Delta variant.
Federal health officials may approve a booster soon, but sources say they're only considering the Pfizer vaccine for now. A fifth member of the anti-government Oath Keepers militia pleads guilty to charges stemming from the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Jason Dolan of Wellington, Florida, agrees to cooperate in the investigation of the group. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. But when it comes to erectile dysfunction and low testosterone issues, men from all over Huntsville have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers of the Huntsville Men's Clinic. Men all the way up to 95 years old have jump-started their sex drive and energy levels. Lots of men suffer with ED for years, and now they're able to enjoy sex again. Tom, from Huntsville, said, "The Huntsville Men's Clinic has changed my life. I have been able to be intimate with my wife for the first time in 5 years. She thought this problem was because of her, but the pills never worked for me. I had given up until I went to the clinic and realized there were more options for erectile dysfunction. Now I'm happy and my wife is happy. A visit is only $99 and that includes all testing including a PSA and testosterone test. Give the guys at the clinic a call at 256-368-0333. That's 256-368-0333 or go to HuntsvilleMensClinic.com. It's a fact. Guys hate going to the doctor. Men from all over Huntsville have been thrilled seeing Dr. Alderson and the providers of the Huntsville Men's Clinic.
If you're like most people, you're probably more than a little concerned about the state of the world around us today. Strange times. The stock market all-time highs every day. U.S. debt never been higher right now. Dollars losing value. And let's not forget about inflation, the highest since 2008. Remember what happened in 2008. So, how do you protect your money, your retirement, your savings? Well, many people, just like you, are turning to Old Faithful to protect themselves during these difficult times. And Old Faithful is real gold and silver from the Oxford Gold Group, the kind you can actually hold in your hands and have in your IRA. No better time than the present to protect your future and the future of your family. Call the Oxford Gold Group right now, 833-928-GOLD. They will send you their free guide on investing in gold and silver and answer all of your questions. Protect your money before things get even worse out there. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-928-GOLD. Oxford is here to help you protect your savings and retirement. That's 833-928-GOLD.
Did you know there are cash and tax credit incentives available through more than 3,000 different government programs for businesses of all industries and sizes? How am I supposed to figure this out?
Yeah, it's confusing, but we used e-tax breaks to figure it out. They can maximize your tax incentives and already recovered over $2 billion for their clients, like incentives for hiring employees from certain demographics and even retaining employees through the pandemic.
It's a lot to deal with, right?
Just go to etaxbreaks.com/rightside.
ZLA Solutions is Alabama's premier provider of staffing and business solutions. If you're looking for a job, if you're a business that needs to recruit and hire new employees at all levels, if you need to handle logistics and management, ZLA is currently serving employer groups statewide. Jobs are currently available and posted at ZLAUSA.com. ZLA Solutions. We don't make it. We make it better. ZLA Solutions. For all of your business and staffing needs. Learn more at ZLAUSA.com.
Tune in for Prayers for Life with Copper, pro-life news talk, every Sunday at 3 p.m., only on News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Depend on it.
News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, 4:35 p.m. right now. Some of you getting ready for that drive home. I don't know about the weather where you are, but it's wet where I am. So I'm just telling you, be careful on the roads. Hey, folks, we have got so much in this show right now. I couldn't even get to all the stuff that I had today. But I'm going to open the phone lines because I want to hear what you think. 866-494-9866. You want to call in, talk about anything we've talked about. What did you think about the Attorney General's remarks about fighting back against the vaccine mandate? What did you think about General Milley? Is he warning the Chinese or isn't he warning the Chinese? What do you think about the fact that we've got service members being threatened with discharge from the service, by the way, if they don't get the mandated vaccine? What do you think about State Senator Arthur Orr talking about the possibility of tax cuts? And we need them, by the way. So 866-494-9866, call in and give me your thinking. I'd love to hear your thinking because I got some folks in this audience, a bunch of right-side ruffians, that their thinking is usually pretty good. And while we're waiting on the phones and given that, I'm gonna go back to the story that I said I had earlier. Right here, I got the paper, right there. Soldiers, here's the title of it, from military.com, published today, I believe. Soldiers have 3 months to get COVID vaccine or face discharge with few waiver options. All right, so here's a scoop. All you green suiters out there at Redstone Arsenal and anybody here who's a reserve or National Guard, active duty soldiers have 3 months to be fully vaccinated, and that's December 15th. But of the 336,500 National Guardsmen and the 189,800 reservists, they have until June 30th of 2022. So I guess they're not as contagious because they're only part-time. But nonetheless, interesting. But here's the deal. The article goes on to say, soldiers who refuse vaccinations will first be counseled by their chain of command, which typically starts a paper trail. And then it could follow up with what they call administrative or non-judicial punishment, which can include relief of duties or discharge. And it goes on to say that commanders will request a general officer memorandum of reprimand. We call those GOMARs, a general officer memorandum of reprimand. And a GOMAR in your file can be a career killer, all right? So if you refuse to be vaccinated, you get a GOMAR. That's a big deal. Your career is almost over no matter how good you've done up to that point. But it also, a discharge like this can cost a soldier their benefits, including the GI Bill. It can stop you cold in your tracks for vesting in your retirement. And then here's the deal. Military.com also reported recently on a Marine corporal who refused to comply with an order that mandated unvaccinated troops had to wear a mask indoors. And she was kicked out of the force within a week for not wearing a mask and given a general discharge. I'm just telling you, folks. Out of freaking control. Hey, I can see 866-494-9866. 866-494-9866 if you want to call in and talk stuff. But I can see line three's already got somebody, Ron from Huntsville. Hey, Ron, Phil Williams here from Right Side Radio. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, Phil. You doing all right?
I'm doing good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, we were talking about the mandates. And I know they're the state mandate and the state standing up for the federal government. What about the companies that are mandating their employees? I work for a corporation out of Dallas, Texas, here in Alabama, and they've already mandated us by January 1st, we're going to be vaccinated or we'll be terminated.
Yeah, and unfortunately for your position, private companies do have a right, apparently under the law, to mandate such a thing. And it pretty much stinks, because what it's going to wind up doing is putting people between a rock and a hard place. Do I keep my job, or do I get the shot that I didn't want for whatever reason? Ron, apparently private companies do have that right as a private entity to make that call, and they are. Now, you've got some situations like right now in Alabama. You are not allowed to be denied services or entry to a facility or an education, public or private, based upon your vaccination status. But when it comes to an employer, they can mandate it. Hey, Ron, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being on the line with us, and thanks for being in the audience. I'm going to go to line four. By the way, 866-494-9866. If you got some input on things we've talked about today, I can see that John from Muscle Shoals is on line four. Hey, John, what's on your mind?
Well, you asked a few questions earlier about General Milley's comments and a few of the things that you mentioned before.
Absolutely.
I believe that General Milley absolutely should not be allowed to proceed forward. He needs to answer for what he said. You do not call, period. You do not call your foreign counterparts and tell them what you're going to do.
Well, yeah,
I'm sure if General Patton was still alive, he'd probably get him a piece of his mind.
I'm sure he would, too. John, do you have a military background yourself?
My parent does.
Okay. Well, and
my father does.
And I appreciate that. Thank you for their service. And I'll tell you, it's interesting to watch right now, because just a little while ago, Trump's there was two phone calls, John. Apparently, there was one that took place before the election, and one that took place after. There was one was under Defense Secretary Esper, and the other one was under Acting Defense Secretary Miller. Miller says he never authorized Milley to make this China call, and that he called on him to resign. So that's a former civilian oversight of the military saying, I didn't authorize that, he needs to resign. But then you've also got others that are saying it's very common to have conversations with your counterparts from other countries. So this is going to play out interesting over the next couple of days, but I think Milley should have resigned anyway just because of Afghanistan. But hey, John,
well,
thanks for the call.
I think
go ahead. I'm sorry,
just along that same line, the letters that were with 130 signatures now by the previous flag officers have called for them to resign.
That too.
It's just another piece of evidence, in my opinion.
It turning into basically a complete lack of confidence in his ability to lead the Department of Defense at this point. But hey, John, thank you very much for the call, John in Muscle Shoals. Stay in the audience, man. We enjoy having you there. So, folks, if you want to call in, 866-494-9866, as we wind down the show for the day and you're on the drive home, what are you thinking? I mean, so far we've had callers on vaccine mandates. We've had callers on General Milley. We also had the conversation earlier, if you want to comment on that, with the idea of conservatives should be looking at ways to do tax cuts in Montgomery as they head into the legislative session, and I hope they will. And I'll certainly be advocating for that along the way. But, folks, there's so many things happening right now in the news that it's even hard to keep up. But as we look around the world, we are seeing the fact that that literally our adversaries at all levels, whether they be militant organizations, Islamic terrorists, or whether they be near-peer adversaries like China, they are watching what is happening, and they're recognizing what we're doing to ourselves. And to some degree, they don't have to do much because we're watching it be done to us internally. And that is a crying shame. And that's we've got to get hold of this narrative right now that my wife calls it leading through weakness or strength or, well, peace through weakness. It doesn't work that way. And I see line five's already lit up. So, Copper, when you get done, go ahead and get Jeff lined up if you need to. I need line five. Yeah, Copper, go ahead and move to line five. Lisa from Athens. Hey, Lisa, Phil Williams here from Right Side. What's on your mind?
Hi, my husband and I are both veterans, and our son is currently serving.
Yeah, and thank you for your service and his too.
He's in a dilemma where he doesn't want to receive the vaccine, but he's being told that he needs to. And, you know, I just remember when I raised my hand, you know, and took my oath that I was no longer an individual. I was part of the government. And, you know, they gave us all the vaccines through basic training and tech school, and this is just another one to add to the list. I mean, I can't say I agree with it, but I just remember that's the way it was.
I do, too. And, you know, and the interesting piece of that, too, Lisa, by the way, thanks for your service and for your sons and your husband's But the interesting dynamic about this is there have been times when those shots or those chemicals that we've been exposed to through our military service seemed like a great idea at the time, and they had bad payoffs later. Classic example was Agent Orange was a great idea when they used it in Vietnam, and just to be very candid, Agent Orange exposure is what finally killed my father 40 years later. And then at the same time, I wound up having, you may have had too, they wanted to give the anthrax vaccines to everybody. Well, soon thereafter, they stopped because it wasn't working out very well. Another one is when I was downrange in Afghanistan, they mandated the use of a malaria medicine called Mefloquine that I had to take every week. And then later on, they stopped giving it because it had so many negative side effects, of which I experienced quite a few. So I think what we're looking at here is the rush to the vaccine is being seen by some as a little bit different than the average shot. It's being looked at as a rush to an opportunity that could have implications that go well beyond just the normal vaccines that you and I have already experienced and that we don't have any problems with. Lisa, thanks for the call. Appreciate that input. And again, thanks for your whole family's service. What a great idea. I mean, the husband, the mother, father, and the son all in the service. Hey, one of my regular callers, line one, Copper. Let's go to Jeff from Indiana. Hey, Jeff, Phil Williams here on Right Side. How you doing today, man?
Doing pretty good, Phil. How's your day going?
It's going good. Appreciate you calling in. I know I had to miss you at the very end of yesterday's show. Thanks for calling back today.
I kind of want to pick your brain on things, you know, and everything. They say this vaccine mandate is going to be unconstitutional. Well, we don't have any constitutional rights in this country. The legislature writes the laws, which you was part of. The judiciary interprets the laws, but the executive branch enforces the laws. Now, we've got an executive branch right now. I don't think that will enforce any constitutional rights, and so what can you do with that?
It's a great question.
I mean, I can go out and murder somebody, and as long as the prosecutor won't prosecute me, then I can, murder as many people as I want to with no repercussion.
Well, let's hope it doesn't get to that extreme, but
I know, but I'm just saying that's the way it is, I mean, as long as the judiciary can't force somebody to arrest me, and the legislature, even though it's illegal, can't force nobody to do it. If the executive branch don't do their job, then it doesn't get done. You don't have those rights, and those laws mean nothing.
Well, what also happens, and what we're seeing here, kind of in the flip side of what you're saying, is literally right now the executive branch is trying to assume that it has the same authorities that the other two branches of government has, and so by executive order, he is creating laws, and it doesn't work that way. And by executive order, he's also creating judicial punishment, and it doesn't work that way. I think it's fair to say that that President Biden has got his tables turned. And does not even realize where he is, and we do have constitutional rights in this nation, and I think that's what's going to wind up being the firewall that like our Attorney General Steve Marshall here in Alabama. I know you're Jeff from Indiana, but we got a great one here in Steve Marshall, the AG in Alabama, and I think he's going to use the constitutional grounds that defend these issues to go after it and create that firewall.
Yeah, well, tell that to all the landlords that haven't gotten paid for any back rent, that's deemed unconstitutional too, but have fun getting that money.
Yep, and I do believe you're going to wind up seeing some lawsuits for an unjust taking because you're right. The Supreme Court said can't do it, you can't extend it, but the fact is, and that was a little bit different because Congress is the one who enacted the first eviction moratorium. It was the CDC who tried to extend it, and that's what the court said, you can't do that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for the call, man. I got to run to a break. But you be safe on the roads. I know you're driving a lot. So Jeff from Indiana, one of our regular callers. See, I'm telling you, folks, we got people all over the place listening to this show. All you got to do is go to rightsideradio.org, rightsideradio.org, and just click listen live. And no matter where you is, there we is. All right, folks, heading into our final break of the day. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. We'll be right back. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, coming into the final few minutes of the show today. I got to tell you this. I found an op-ed that was written by Dennis Prager. It was published yesterday afternoon, and it is spot on. And the title of it is Why Freedom is in Serious Jeopardy. Why Freedom is in Serious Jeopardy. He talks about the fact that he says, first of all, there's this sad and frightening acceptance of authoritarianism by half of the American people. And he analogizes that, by the way, with the fact he says the ease with which Australians and Canadians and New Zealanders have accepted the loss of their liberty has been one of the saddest and most frightening developments since the rise of totalitarianism early in the 20th century with Hitler and all. But he says right here, he says, America has been the beacon of liberty in the world. America was the country to which France gave the Statue of Liberty. America has been, as President Abraham Lincoln characterized it, the last best hope of earth. America's self-image has been that of a sweet land of liberty and of the land of the free and the home of the brave. And then came a virus. A virus with a 99% survival rate in nearly all age groups. And suddenly, in the name of public health, no amount of suppression of liberty, no matter how irrational, has been resisted by the majority of Americans or almost any citizens of other English-speaking countries. And he closes out with this, and I thought it was profound. He referred back to President Biden's speech last Thursday. And Dennis Prager says, no American president has ever given as divisive a speech as the one in which President Joe Biden announced his vaccine mandates, something that he denied wanting to even do 9 months ago in December of 2020. Abraham Lincoln, despite the Civil War, a war in which more Americans were killed than in all other American wars combined, gave a speech and called on Americans to have, quote, malice toward none. Biden, as a mean-spirited a president as this country has ever had, called for malice towards 100 million Americans, declaring to them that our patience is wearing thin. Folks, it's a question of leadership. But it's also a question of conservatives saying, not on my watch. It's a question of knowing where you stand, you bunch of right-side ruffians, and seeing what's going on around you, and doing like what I've quoted more often than not in Scripture when it says that the men of Issachar, who were some of David's mighty men, they were men who were aware of their times and what Israel should do. I'm just telling you, it is amazing to watch the people who are willing to give away a little freedom in order to have some security. And that is a scary prospect. And we can't let it happen. And there are those around us who are already doing it, who are already saying, I can't go this way. I've got to submit. I've got to acquiesce. I've got to give away those things that I know to be true. And folks, I'm gonna say no. That the fact that we have a pandemic, and it's real, and there are bad things that have happened. But the fact that we have a pandemic does not mean that we don't have a constitution. And the fact that we have a pandemic does not mean that we don't have rights. And I'm going to tell you right now, Charlene quoted Scripture on Twitter earlier today. And she was talking about the passage that comes direct from Esther in chapter 4. It says, if you remain silent at this time, then they'll have to go find relief from another place. If you remain silent at this time, do not remain silent at this time. It is absolutely imperative that we as conservatives know why we stand up and do what we do, why we choose to take the stands and say, not on my watch, why we're right side ruffians, why are we conservatives? Because it's worth it. It is so worth it. All right, folks, tomorrow, Copper's Corner and the Grand Council, we're going to have a great show. Following this, you got Mark Levin, the great one, coming on. Hey, honey, I'm taking the Jeep and I'm coming home. See you guys tomorrow.